Proclamation number 3912 of 23rd of October, 1946. Destroying and annihilating matter against God's order. As the spiritual in matter relates to itself, so is this matter also to evaluate. If it perceives matter as a fetter, then it seeks to escape from it, it seeks to break it, and thus matter causes the spiritual will to change, that the spiritual decides to serve in order to be released from its fetter. The spiritual therefore perceives matter as a court. But the human being, in his wrong thinking and will, strives towards matter, which he should overcome during the short time of his earthly change. The human being can detach himself from it in free will, only the physical cover still surrounds the spiritual in him, and this cover is no longer so oppressive so that he can bear it and therefore feels it less as a fetter where his will is active in the right direction. Only the wrongly directed will makes the fetter noticeable, because then it is shown to him through God's love and wisdom that his striving is a wrong one, because through physical strain he should recognize in himself the worthlessness of matter in order to regard it as unimportant and only pay attention to the spiritual in himself. Nevertheless, the human being remains in constant contact with matter during his earthly life because he should help it, i.e., the spiritual substance in matter, to detach itself from it. Because he should create an opportunity for matter to fulfill its useful purpose. That is, to use it in the right way. The love of the heart should not apply to matter. Yet the love for the unredeemed in matter should motivate the human being to utilize matter and to create forms from it again which are meaningful and expedient for the preservation and existence of other creations, for people and animals. Therefore, the destruction of matter is contrary to God's order as long as the purpose of such destruction is not to transform it into creations which are a blessing for the neighbor. Matter may only be desired and utilized in this sense. However, the human being should never seek to enrich himself with matter, its acquisition should never keep him from spiritual striving, i.e., he should never put the desire for earthly possessions before the striving for spiritual good, for then he would fail to recognize the actual essence of matter, which harbors immature spiritual substances which are still at the beginning of their development. The slow ascent development of the spiritual, which is at the greatest distance from God, can only take place in bound will because it would continue to misuse free will and never ever find its way back to God. The spiritual being's wrong will has to be steered into a direction which, however, it need not take if it wants to resist. A pressure must be exerted on the spiritual which the spiritual feels unbearably and from which it wants to escape. The spiritual substance, which was originally able to work freely, is prevented from working by a hard counterwill, and God Himself opposes it with hard counterwill through matter. Through an extremely hard external form which the spiritual substance is unable to break through because it is completely without strength in its God-remote state. For the powerful spiritual, matter is no resistance, but can be dissolved in a moment. The spiritual must therefore feel its powerlessness in matter, otherwise it would never ever strive towards the source of strength from eternity. And as long as it is completely opposed to God, it remains in the powerless, therefore dead state until it itself weakens in its resistance, until it is ready for a serving activity to improve its agonizing state by a little. The harder matter is, the more God-opposing spiritual it holds within itself. and the more harmful the striving for matter has an effect on the human being. Only when the resistance to God has diminished considerably will the external form also be softer and more pliable, and the spiritual substance can escape its deformation in an ever shorter time in order to finally undergo the last test of will on earth in the human being, where the spiritual substance is indeed still enclosed in a material shell, which, however, no longer exerts any coercion on his orbit, which he now has to use correctly if he wants to be rid of his material cover and enter the spiritual kingdom again as a completely free being, if he wants to reach his original state again, to be creatively informingly active, as is his destiny. Amen.